Hi, everybody. I'm a grateful believer who has had many struggles and exponentially more victories over the effects of cocaine addiction and childhood sexual abuse, and my name is Amy. And I'm just lowering and adjusting. So tonight, we're going to cover one of my very favorite topics, which is sponsor. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Lord, I thank you for everybody who's here tonight, that their hearts are cultivated to hear what you would have to say to them. And let your voice be heard. Let only your words come from my mouth. And I thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's start with principle four. And we'll say it together. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. And then the scripture. Happy are the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Okay, that thing's just bugging me. Step four, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And the scripture, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord, Lamentations 3:40. So basically, there are three essential relationships in our recovery, in categorically speaking. So, of course, number one, this is a Christ-based recovery group. So our relationship, number one, is with Jesus Christ. Number two, our Celebrate Recovery family and our church home family. And number three, the relationship with our sponsor and accountability partners. Step four includes both making a fearless and searching moral inventory, which is really about getting rid of truth decay in our lives. And then it is to confess and share our inventory with myself, God, and someone I trust. Hint, that would be our sponsor. My husband was reminding me tonight on our way here that the part where we say we're sharing our inventory with God because he's the one that has the power to forgive. And we share it with ourselves because we need to be reminded about being honest and getting out of denial. And then we share with someone we trust, our sponsor, because that is an act of humility. And that is sacred. Proverbs 15:14, the wise heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. A sponsor is like a mentor or a coach. They're further along than you are. I was listening to Johnny Baker sharing about the lesson that I was preparing for tonight, and he was giving a lesson about jogging. And I'm like, well, who am I kidding? I don't jog. And then I was thinking, who else needs a coach? My husband, who's super happy that the Rams just won the Super Bowl. Go Rams. I know nothing about football, okay? But I know you need a coach for that. That I do know. And chess. You need a chess master. You need somebody who knows how to play chess. We have a game of chess sitting in our living room. Who am I kidding? I am not a chess master. So what do? I call my sponsor. She's like, talk about what you know. Perfect. Amy is a quiltaholic, and she already belongs to a support group for that. When I first learned how to quilt, I went codependently with a friend who begged me to go with her to a quilt group that was local. And I did not want to go because all I pictured was a bunch of old fat ladies hanging around gossiping. No, I was way too cool for that. So I went and I realized, like, the older you get, the younger people seem to be. And they were not that old. Okay, let's just be honest about that. They were not. In fact, they weren't just sewing squares and triangles either. They were sewing these beautiful masterpieces. And I'm like, whoa. And so that lady decided she couldn't stand it, and I was hooked. I wanted to learn how to quilt. So I stayed, and these ladies took me on, and they showed me all these techniques. And there probably was a little bit of gossiping, but basically, I learned how to quilt. Okay? Then I had to move to Oregon, which I knew nobody, because we were transferring because of a job. And I work full-time during the day at a local school district, so all the places around here that quilt, they did it during the day back then. This is like 22 years ago. So I decided to start my own quilt group. And like the first night, there was two of us, but I knew how to quilt. I was really anxious to teach someone else, so I had somebody else to do it with. And then pretty soon there was four of us, and there were six of us. That's 22 years later. Now there's 80 of us, and we love to quilt. I have several of my, one of my favorite quilters are here right now, and some newbie quilters are here right now, constantly recruiting. All that to say that I learned how to quilt, and then I paid it forward and taught others how to quilt. And that's how it works with being a sponsor. You come into recovery brand new, and you're kind of nervous, and you're looking around thinking, ah. And I was really nervous about asking a sponsor. I didn't know where to start. And eventually, I just went up to my now sponsor 7 years later, said, I don't think I need a sponsor, but I have to check the box for my inventory, so could you be my temporary sponsor? Oh my gosh, ignorance and arrogance is a toxic combination. She said yes, by the grace of God, got me through that whole 12 steps. And I learned the value of having a sponsor. I learned the value of having sisters who were going alongside me, learning about the steps together. I learned that I was no longer on this journey alone. That was number one lesson, that we have God and we have our sisters, our accountability partners, and we have our sponsor. And the sponsor is that one sacred relationship that we can always go to when we feel like we're getting off track. And even when we don't think we're off track, our sponsors will let us know that we are off track. So 5 questions that we're going to cover tonight are in here for those of you who like to fill in the blanks. I'm going to go over those first really quick so that you guys can fill those in, and then we'll come back and unpack them. Let's see, they're not numbered either, so this is the part where I was going to. Here we go. Number one, these are the 5 questions on your sheet. Why do I need a sponsor? That's one of your underlined words. Number 2, what are the qualities of a sponsor? Number 3, what is the role of a sponsor? Number 4, how do I find a sponsor or accountability partner? And number 5, what's the difference between an accountability partner and a sponsor? Now, I don't know. I think this should be located in the back because I didn't see it in tonight's handout. But there is a handout that's in when you take a step study. And there's handouts usually in the back in one of those folded up flyers about the difference between a sponsor and accountability partner. So you can use that too as a point of reference, but we're going to go over that. I have a sponsor. When I first came to Celebrate Recovery, like I said earlier, I really didn't think I needed one. But when we got together, we connected because I learned that it's kind of like one-stop shopping at Fred Meyer's. It's like A sponsor is like a combination of a built-in support system and a role model. So my sponsor was teaching the step study, and so I was already observing her, you know, her style and her incredible rich knowledge of the Word of God and how much she studied it. I could ask her, I swear, almost any question about the Bible, and if she didn't know, she would find out because she's a studier. And I liked that. I liked that she was interested in understanding what the Word of God had to say about things. And I also really liked that the one thing I knew that the Holy Spirit works in me is that when I first met my husband, didn't know that he was going to be my husband, but I learned that he was going to be my husband. The affirmation and confirmation came to me because the way he loved me was familiar to me, because a lot of the attributes of his love was very similar to how God loves me. And God loved me through my husband in very unique ways. He even used words that I don't think even realized he used, that God had spoken to me before. And oddly enough, I'm not saying I would marry my sponsor, but the same thing was true with my sponsor. I knew she was speaking to me, and the Holy Spirit was using her as a vessel to speak to me personally and uniquely. You know, she knew the steps, and she could quote them verbatim, but she could speak uniquely into my life circumstances and teach me how to apply them to my life in a practical way. I couldn't always connect the dots early on in my recovery, and she taught me how to connect the dots so things made sense. She unpacked those principles for me. She unpacked the 12 steps for me and taught me how they apply in my everyday life so that I could then walk this out. And then I got to walk this out and bear witness to my sisters, who also got sponsors, mostly reluctantly initially. And we all started to grow together and see the magic of the 12 steps and the 8 principles and how the Word of God works when you actually apply it in your life. I truly believe that a sponsor-sponsee relationship is sacred. I truly believe it's an anointed, sacred relationship. The sponsor humbly surrenders herself or himself to be a vessel used by God to speak into your life. They're being used by the Holy Spirit, and they're also tapping into their own personal experiences. Usually when you've asked a sponsor to be your sponsor, there's something in them that's drawing you to them. You may not initially know it, but the Holy Spirit has this magical way of doing these things without you even knowing it. And my sponsor and me with my sponsees, I know, I get like the Holy Spirit goosebumps when I know that he's just working, and he works his way despite my weaknesses, despite my stuttering or my insecurity. Most of the time, if somebody asks me to be a sponsor, I feel utterly insecure and unqualified. And my husband reminds me, it's not about you. It's about God. I'm like, oh, yeah. With the sponsor, they should be the same gender. Men, men. Women, women. And same thing with your accountability partner. So number one, why do I need a sponsor? There are 3 reasons to have a sponsor. Number one, it's biblical. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 and 12 says 2 are better off than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if one falls, the other will lift up his fellow or female, you know. But woe to him who is alone when she falls, for he has not another to help him up. And if one prevail against him, 2 shall withstand him, and a 3-stranded cord is not easily broken. That verse was in our wedding vows. I just love that verse, that the Holy Spirit and your sponsor and you are a 3-stranded cord, not easily broken. How awesome is that? Okay, side note trivia. This was packed into the lesson. This is a freebie. Did you know that one another, the term one another, is used in the New Testament over 50 times? Over and over in the Bible, we're told not to walk this journey in life alone. We're meant to be in community. Jesus had his 12 disciples, and he had three people in his innermost circle, Peter, James, and John. And we were created to be in relationships with one another. And Jesus modeled this for us throughout his life. A sponsor is a key part of your recovery program. They will check us in our daily walk and hold us accountable. They say things to us we don't always want to hear. Our honesty, our celebrate recovery and church attendance, and our areas of service. Our sponsors will check on those things. It can be annoying sometimes. Ask me how I know. They help us stay out of denial. Sponsors help us to see things as they really are, as we often have blind spots. A sponsor and accountability partners are the best guard against relapse. Ecclesiastes 7:5, it's better to be criticized by a wise person than to be deceived by the flattery of a fool and pursue stupidity. Number two, what are the qualities of a sponsor? Scripture verse. Though good advice lies deep within a counselor's heart, the wise man will draw it out. Proverbs 25. So with a sponsor, their walk matches their talk. They live the eight principles and the 12 steps. They're walking it out. They're living it in practical terms every day in their everyday life. It's incorporated. It's integrated. Eventually, it comes natural. But never are we ever to think of ourselves as experts. God is the expert. But we have our sponsor to go to, okay? And God uses our sponsor. Our sponsors have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. Like I mentioned earlier, my sponsor has a thirsty hunger for getting to know the Word of God. And I love that about her. They want to help others on the road to recovery. Just like what I said with Quilt Group. You learn, you get passionate, and you want to pay it forward. And that's what sponsors do. They learn and they realize, wow, this works. And they want to pay it forward. And they want to sponsor others and see that magical light bulb moment come on where they start realizing, I do not have to live like this. Life can be really good, you know. You got to live life on life's terms, but that's not always easy. But in Christ, we can do this. They show compassion, care, and hope, not pity. They do not feel sorry for you. They do say hard things, but it's out of love. It's never judgment. It's never condemnation. There's no condemnation in Christ. Just conviction, enough to repent and turn you a different direction if needed. That's the Holy Spirit. They're good listeners and honestly care about you. They're strong enough to confront your denial or procrastination. I said the word procrastination. Procrastination. The next lesson will be on beginning a moral inventory. So we will need someone who will hold us accountable and not procrastinate on our inventory. We have several people in here doing that right now, so I'm just making a point. They do this in a loving way, but willing to prod, not a cattle prod, but they are willing to prod as needed, okay? They offer suggestions and also share their own struggles, and they're open. They are humble. They have been broken. They've come from a place of brokenness. They know what it's like to be broken. They know what it's like to stumble. But by the grace of God, they will stumble again. But through Christ, I can do all things who strengthens me. They are able to provide insight and objectivity And they're not about fixing or giving orders. They're not a therapist. That's not their job. Number three, what is the role of a sponsor? They're there to help you with the personal details that would take too much time in a regular small group meeting. How many times have you been doing a share and that darn alarm goes off and you just got warmed up? Well, zip it and move on because somebody else needs time to talk and you got a sponsor that you can go unload on if you need to. You also have God. Don't forget that. God's got good ears and God's there to listen. But you've also got a sponsor if you need a human touch. You also have accountability partners that you can talk to as well. So you have a whole plethora of resources at your disposal. So we can share deeply with our sponsor. They'll spend as much time with us as we need and not take up too much time in our small group. They serve as a sounding board. They help you to be truthful with yourself, not justify poor behavior choices, especially when it comes to needing to making an amends or offering forgiveness. They are an encourager and keep you on track to work the principles at your own speed. And as a sponsor, they must have at least a year of sobriety living out recovery. A sponsor can resign or be fired. These aren't necessarily lifetime commitments. Sometimes one or both of you may agree that this just isn't a good fit. There are times when people have had to move, or maybe there's just something going on in your life and you feel like you need a different sponsor. There's nothing personal. You can say, I need to end this relationship. It's not working out for me. And as a sponsor, I can say, okay, thank you for your honesty and God bless you. And I would give them my blessing. No hurt feelings, no need to be codependent or controlling because it's not about you. It's not about you. Same thing for a sponsor. A sponsor might say that too. I've had to end relationships before because they weren't serious about their recovery. And I had reached out to them and I'm like, you know, my time is valuable too. And my time is to be honored. And I've signed up to be a witness in your life and to encourage you, but you have to, this is a partnership. You have to do your part. And so ended that and ended it well. We're still friends. Nobody's mad at each other. So these things can happen peacefully and you don't need to feel guilty if you need to make a change. How do I find a sponsor or accountability partner? Well, I said earlier, same gender. But you find out that you have something in them. You're sitting in small group over a period of time and you're listening to people. You see people who have a lanyard. You don't have to have a lanyard to be a sponsor, by the way. But you do, like they said earlier, have 1 year in recovery and 1 year of successful sobriety. But you look for somebody that you consider a role model, somebody that you could go to, that you could see yourself talking to, that you're interested in their opinion or what they think, or you see how things are working out. The Holy Spirit will give you an unction, like a compelling draw to a person. And so listen to that. Listen to how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. If they say, I'm sorry, I can't, don't take that personal either. They might either have too much on their plate, they're focusing on their own self-care, and just be respectful of that. I'm like, okay, thank you. But do you know somebody else who might? Could you redirect me? That's a perfectly good question. I think I might know someone. Or actually, let me take you to this person. They might know someone. So don't be afraid to ask around. I was shy and scared at first because I didn't know anybody here when I had to first get a sponsor. I had only been coming a few weeks and the step study started, so I didn't have time to make a bunch of relationships. So it took me those first month and a half to just get to know people in CR on Wednesday nights and then the ladies as I got to know them working through the book to get the nerve up to ask someone. So most important, ask God to help you, like I said earlier. Listen to the Holy Spirit leading you and drawing you and compelling you to a person. If you find yourself going to a person over and over, ask God if this is the one, not your husband or spouse, but the person that might be your sponsor. Just ask. Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Number 5, what's the difference between an accountability and a sponsor? A sponsor has completed an entire step study, 4 books, and all 12 steps. A sponsor meets the criteria of our question we reviewed on number 3 earlier, which was the role of a sponsor modeling the lifestyle. And an accountability partner is someone that is going at the same rate of speed or about the same area as you. So when I was in step study, there was a lot of girls in there who this was their first step study too. Some of them it was their second step study. Some of them it was their 5th step study. I'm like, man, you must be really broken to need 5 step studies. Here we go, 5 step studies later. It's like an onion. You just keep peeling and finding more stuff wrong with you. But your accountability partners, I was like, as soon as I got my first 2, I was addicted. Okay, addiction, redirecting your addiction. I got 2 or 3 of them because when one wasn't available, I could call another or text another or text another. Like there was somebody always there for me. That's amazing to have people who are like that. I could call them to read my answers if I missed a meeting or run questions by them. I'm like, okay, do you find this question in this step study as annoyingly probing as I do? Because I don't get this. So these accountability partners are there to walk with you on this journey. Your sponsor is there to support, lead, and guide you. And God alone is your sanctuary and safe place. And they're using all of this. This is a whole recipe for you to get well. So tap into this very deep well of resources. If you've never taken a step study before, I strongly encourage you to get signed up and join one and get in there as soon as possible. If you haven't gotten yourself a sponsor, run, don't walk, and get yourself a sponsor. They're amazing. And accountability partners, they're everywhere. The room is full of them right now as we speak. Look at everybody. Look at everybody beside you. There's full potential here. So get yourself one. No procrastinating. They're worth their weight in gold. Thank you for listening.